T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 510, 70 degrees on this beautiful Monday, September 8th, 2025. You can listen to us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. Just look for the Rob O'Donnell Show, and you can ask your smart speaker, play WILK News Radio. You got to punctuate it pretty good, but I get it every time on both my speakers at home. I won't say their names because people will get aggravated with me because their speakers will go, "Can I help you with something?" I got a text message in. So where's the money going to that Matt McGloin was supposed to be paid? That's coming from Duryea. It should be not being spent, and it's something that we're going to need to look at when it comes to year end. You're talking almost a year. He left in February. Almost a year of no salary, no benefits, no nothing. So when it comes to the that line item, it's something I'm going to be looking at. The commissioner's items, so the commissioner's offices on the past budgets have always not been the most fiscally responsible, but we will see. And yes, that money should just not be spent. It should be sitting in the general fund to hopefully make up whatever other shortfalls there may be, and hopefully they're not, but we'll have to see where the budget stands when it starts being put out. So that's the answer for that there. So this, thankfully, this is finally getting some attention. This horrid video of the Ukrainian refugee who was slaughtered on a Charlotte train. Again, met from deafening silence from elected officials to media to you name it. And I'm going to get into what else is falling out and where you're going to see this go next. But they're staying silent on this. And you have to ask yourself, why would they stay silent on this young woman, Ukrainian refugee, on a North Carolina train after a career criminal with no fewer than 14 arrests was charged with her murder? 23-year-old, beautiful young woman, just riding a train, listening to her AirPods, looking at her phone, sits in front of this individual. The individual had his eyes closed, and when she sits down, opens his eyes, stood up with a knife in his hand and lunged into her, killing her instantly. Now, I've seen, thankfully, the videos that are out now stop just as he's about to lunge the knife into him. There are videos now showing him leaving the train with blood dripping all down his hand and arm from the knife. But he opens up this pocket knife and stands up and lunges it into this unsuspecting, beautiful young lady. And the media, politicians, everybody. The people on this train didn't even realize what happened. That's how quick, that's how violent this was. That's how there was not even a scuffle. And the trail of blood that he left as he walked off. Now, where is this going? You think there would be outrage from politicians, from the media, everywhere, blasted everywhere. Nope. Silence, cricket from the mainstream media until they were forced to cover this. Politicians, silence. But where is this going now? An outcry that we have too much surveillance on our train systems, on our public transportation systems, too much surveillance in public spaces, period. It's the video. Could you imagine if someone tried to blame the person who videotaped George Floyd incident? Could you imagine saying that that was the problem? Well, that's what they're saying the problem is there. See, back in the day, and I'm not too old to remember this, I was always a proponent for police body cameras because working in law enforcement, I knew what it would show. That the great majority of the time, and we're talking 99% of the time, it shows that the police are acting properly and criminals do criminal things. People aren't necessarily the nicest when it comes to their interactions with law enforcement. It overwhelmingly showed that police did the right thing the majority of the time. Not always. No profession is perfect. I'll be the first to admit that. But I was always a proponent of body cams. And the ACLU fought for years to get body cameras. We have to see what these police are doing. Politicians, we have to see what our law enforcement's doing. These police, we need to checks and balances. We need to see firsthand. Well, now the ACLU is suing to get rid of body cameras because they're too intrusive. You have politicians now saying, we don't want body cameras anymore because they're detrimental to victims and bystanders and show criminals in a bad light. I've seen that one. That was great. So they're trying to do away with it now because it's not showing what they expected to show. And now we have cameras on school buses. We have cameras on subway systems. We have camera on mass transit everywhere. We have cameras on street corners throughout a lot of cities everywhere. We have ShotSpotter, which turns cameras to the direction that it senses gunshots and starts recording. They're trying to do away with all this now because it's the video. It's not the criminals. It's not the judges that are letting criminals out on the street after 14 violent arrests. It's not the judicial revolving door. It's not the incompetence from our lawmakers that are making the most ridiculous crimes, the ridiculous laws ever when it comes to violent criminals. Trying to decriminalize crime via law doesn't stop the crime. Just stops your ability to address it. But, you know, let's look like we're doing something. So now it's, well, we have too many intrusive cameras around. You're violating people's privacy. You're violating their rights. Because that's what's bad. Because we're actually seeing that there's crazy violent people out there due to the negligence of our elected officials and our revolving judicial system. Well, no, if we don't let you see and know what's going on, the mainstream media and politicians, they don't want you to know about this young lady that was executed simply for sitting in the wrong seat by a violent criminal. They don't want to address the violent criminal. They can't blame the big bad gun because the guy took out a pocket knife. Killed her nonetheless just as easy. 115-pound, 120-pound, 23-year-old woman. Refugee from a war-torn country. Came here for a better life. Savagely attacked by a career violent criminal who was just sitting there dozing off. This young lady sat in front of him. He woke up, opened his pocket knife, and lunged it into her. Now, there's other video now showing him leaving to where he made some sort of racial statements saying, you know, he got the white bitch. And mind you, she did not say a word to anyone, had AirPods on, was looking at her phone, sat down looking at her phone. No sooner did she sit down is this individual opened his eyes, opened his pocket knife, and lunged into her. Never even looked at her face. Never even looked who it was. Could not care. And then walks off nonchalantly, dripping blood through the distance of the car. And everyone else minding their business. So there was no screams. There was no scuffle. It was just an execution instantly. And who do the powers that be want to blame here? Well, the camera that showed it. And again, the very same ACLU that sued to have police wear body cameras are now suing to do away with body camera. Because, oh no, we can't make things up now. We can't have our criminal friends tell a story that we can't prove or disprove because there was only limited people there. This day and age, put body cameras on everyone. Every single public servant out there, every teacher, every principal, anyone who's paid for by taxpayer dollars should have a body. And legislators, everyone. Why not, right? If you're not doing anything wrong, what's it going to show? But if you're not doing anything, what's it going to show? If you're acting improperly, what's it going to show? If you're saying improper things, what's it going to show? There is going to be an attack on justifiable surveillance that keep us safe. Cameras in our transit system keep us safe. Cameras on public streets keep us safe. Just like cameras in your place of business keep you safe. Document things. Protect you from frivolous lawsuits. Show what happened, right? And if it's for you or against you, it's what happened. But because it's not showing the things that they wanted it to show, because it's showing the rest of the nation what dangers are truly out there, well, that's what we need to address. Let's talk about that. And then you have the mayor come out, not about the victim, but talk about the poor criminal here and how this puts them in a bad light. The video of the actual execution. And then the GoFundMe for this guy. That's a whole nother story. But that was started by private individuals. It just goes to show how sick people are out there. The more cameras, the merrier. And you have to ask yourself, why are they so against them now? All right, my Steelers guru. It's 526 here on WILK, 70 degrees. So I watched 90% of this game yesterday, and it was a phenomenal game, the Steelers versus the Jets. It was a back-and-forth battle, and I think Aaron Rodgers had a lot to prove, and I think he proved it. But they did come out ahead, and he ended up taunting that home crowd at the Meadowlands. Formerly his home crowd. Well, not really. What did he play? One game and then sat out the rest of the season.
Yeah.
But it was a great game.
Fantastic game. There was a lot of good games yesterday, Rob. And I mean, really, when you look at that 1 o'clock slate that you had, obviously that was the bulk of the games yesterday, aside from the kickoff game, Brazil game. There were only four games during the 4 o'clock window. Then, of course, the night game with the Bills and the Ravens. I think that's probably the only thing that could top the Steelers and the Jets. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, the interesting thing with Aaron Rodgers is, and I have a lot of crow to eat here, so when I look at his career, which has spanned 20 years now, going all the way back to 2005, when he was at the University of California, obviously everyone saw the talent was there. The intangibles were there as far as a clear-cut NFL starting quarterback. What's been so interesting and what's made Aaron Rodgers so polarizing throughout that entire career, throughout the entire process, is he's not afraid to play with a chip on his shoulder. And in 2005, the San Francisco 49ers had the very first pick in the NFL draft. Aaron grew up in Chico, California. That was his team growing up. That's what he wanted to do. And I guess some of the answers that he had when he did some of his draft interviews, I guess it sort of rubbed some people in 49ers brass the wrong way. And that's why they picked Alex Smith first overall, and he fell all the way down to 24th with the Green Bay Packers. And called Brett Favre Grandpa. First time that he met him in 2005, had to wait for 3 years. Obviously, we know with Brett, the will he or won't he retire, finally gets his chance. And then I think the last few years in Green Bay, obviously he and management didn't really see eye to eye on each other. He wanted out. He wanted to go to the Jets. since Nathaniel Hackett was there, someone that he had worked with in Green Bay. And yeah, four plays into 2023, he tears his Achilles. And obviously, his time at the Jets was just a train wreck when you consider that, when you consider Robert Saleh getting fired five games in after the London game last year in 2024. It was not a good tenure, his time with the New York Jets. So obviously, just the way everything was, the way everything was so bitter with the Achilles, with Robert Saleh, with the general manager there. And the fans, too. Obviously, as we know, Rob, New York fans, everyone talks about Philly fans. New York fans, they're not afraid to let some booze out, too. And they definitely did it yesterday when he was there before the game, but also after the game, because did I honestly expect yesterday him to go off and throw four touchdowns and look like his old self? I'll be honest, I didn't. But I think that was his way of firing back and saying, you know, everyone, even myself, I'll have to admit I was wrong. A lot of people thought, well, he's washed up, he's selfish, he's well past his prime, this is going to be a distraction. And honestly, it was just incredible how much he really looked like his old self yesterday.
Yeah, I was watching a lot of things because I really didn't have a stake in this game whatsoever. So I was watching a lot of things a lot of people really wouldn't watch. And there were a couple of things where he would make some throws, and there were a couple drop passes to where you saw Aaron Rodgers, you saw his frustration. You saw his frustration with some receivers when they didn't catch things that he thought they should have caught.
Right.
But he didn't go down that road. It was momentary, and he went on. The other thing is the dynamic with him and his offensive coordinator, especially, and the coach. Not so much the coach, but the offensive coordinator, who likes to use multiple tight ends. And Aaron Rodgers isn't used to using multiple tight ends. He prefers one. But the multiple tight ends seem to be one of his success stories for this. And he said he was open to it. He said he welcomed the challenge. But I think he really embraced it here, and that coordination between him and the offensive coordinator mostly was some of the things that stood out to me.
Yeah, I think the one thing when I look at this whole process, because again, he met with them March 21st, and it was finally June 6th when he signed, and there were some reports that Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson, that I guess their relationship wasn't exactly the best, and maybe that had something to do with them losing five games at the end of last year when they went on the skid that they did. Aaron Rodgers, when he was in Green Bay, he definitely liked having as many tight ends as possible. That's sort of been Arthur Smith's bread and butter as well. Jonnu Smith, when Arthur Smith was the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans, Jonnu Smith was there. Pretty much followed him around everywhere when he was the head coach at Atlanta. The Steelers have an incredible tight end in Pat Freiermuth that they got out of Penn State 4 years ago. So I think this has been...
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A really, really good relationship so far. I know it's only one game in, and the biggest thing is, I mean, the Steelers have lacked stability in quarterback ever since Ben Roethlisberger retired. I mean, everyone knew that it was coming the beginning of this decade, and he retired after 2021. And when you look at Mitch Trubisky, Dwayne Haskins, may you rest in peace, Kenny Pickett, also Justin Fields, also Mason Rudolph, there was never really any stability when it came to quarterback. I know Aaron is 41 years old. I know this is only a one-year deal. But I think the biggest thing is it seems like he and Mike Tomlin have formed a pretty special bond, when I don't know if he really had that with Mike McCarthy or with Matt LaFleur. Obviously, he didn't have it with Robert Saleh. So, yeah, it's been a pretty incredible start to this chapter, the last chapter of his career, without a doubt. And it just seems like everybody within the organization has embraced it, as far as what I know.
So. Yeah, the other things that I noticed is he took a beating. They were not gentle with him. Yeah. So I applaud him for taking that and having the game he had. And again, both teams played phenomenally. I think the difference here was that extra point that was missed. And that two-point conversion.
Twice the Jets went for two. Twice they missed it, and they lost by 2 points.
Yeah.
And the fumble that Kenneth Gainwell, who they got from the Philadelphia Eagles when they were down 26-17, that changed the whole complexion, the whole momentum of the game, because the Jets played a phenomenal game yesterday. Justin Fields did too, obviously. That was the big headline was Aaron was with New York, Justin Fields was with Pittsburgh, and I thought both of them did an outstanding job. And yeah, as long as Jalen Ramsey and Cam Hayward could be more like leaders instead of loudmouths, then this could end up being a decent year.
And again, I walked into this game watching it not expecting much, and I enjoyed a thoroughly enjoyable game. It was dynamic on both sides.
You think Steelers and Jets, like, their defenses have been good. The offenses have been terrible. You're thinking, like, oh, this is going to be like a 10-6 game or something like that. I did not expect it to turn into the barn burner that it did.
Indeed. Great analysis, as always. And again, I thoroughly enjoyed watching the game. It's 5:34 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Again, I want to thank our show sponsor, Whitman Lawn Care. Breathe new life into your lawn. Call Whitman Lawn Care today and let your lawn thrive from the ground up. You could visit them at WhitmanLawnCare.com. Check them out there. We only have 57 days until the 2025 election. We need to get out and show some support for two statewide judge candidates here, Maria Batista for Superior Court and Matt Wolford for Commonwealth Court. And remember the vote no in November for the retention of the three liberal Supreme Court judges. Just no for their retention. Make a plan for Election Day. Mail-in ballot deadline is October 28th. You can go to vote.pagop.org to get some more information. And that's coming from the Republican Party of Pennsylvania. I also see that Operation Midway Blitz has begun. Started in Chicago. ICE is even using their new vehicles, the new brandy new vehicles, the dark blue ones with the ICE lettering on the side. The surge has begun. So Operation Midway Blitz, ICE is on the ground in Chicago. We'll see where that goes. National Guard may be next. I guess we'll see. Let me tell you about the Goodfeet store located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard. Across from the Olive Garden, they are making it easier than ever to feel your best. And listen, over 2 years now, I have my Goodfeet Art Sports in my shoes. Switch them from shoes to shoes, my sneakers, my Hey Dudes, my my dress shoes, which I'm going to be wearing on Wednesday. I'm wearing a suit to the state capitol. Yeah, I clean up nice. But say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort with Goodfeet Arch Supports. There's no waiting. The arch supports are immediately available, and you can experience that difference today with a free test walk. What I love about them, they're proudly made here in the USA. So you could do exactly what I did. Walk into 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. You can call them at 570-534-0980. Check them out online at goodfeet.com. Tell them I sent you because you're not going anywhere without Goodfeet. It's time for 2020 traffic and weather together now. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show as we start to wind things down here at 545, 69 degrees. I can't even deal with the Phillies Karen up there. Look at that on the TV, Jake. That was the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. And listen, I was critical of the dad at first, but de-escalating the situation for a crazy Karen for his kid, giving the ball back. I mean, the way it ended up, I'm glad they did the right thing by the kid. But, he handled it a lot better than I would have.
Same.
Yeah, she would have been rolling down some bleachers. That's all I got to say. But that, I think it's been beaten to death, so we're really not going to get into it, but it's on the TV right now. So something I want to tell you about is Interstate 81 northbound and southbound between Wilkes-Barre-Scranton International Airport and the Scranton Expressway, otherwise known as the Lost and Disoriented Expressway. September 8th, that was today, through Thursday, September 11th, and Monday, September 15th through Thursday, September 18th. They're performing shoulder cutting. I got stuck in that traffic on the way to the office here today, and it sat in traffic for about a half hour. So, just know, and there's going to be on 380 as well, between exit 13, Gouldsboro, and exit 20, Daleville, Moscow, on Monday, September, the same dates pretty much, to perform bridge and deck repair. And the Casey Highway between exit 1, that's the Marshwood Road, Mount Cobb, to exit 2, Oliphant, from September 8th through Friday, September 19th, to perform brushing. So there's going to be some slowdowns on 81, Casey Highway, Route 6, 380. So just be prepared. Again, I was delayed about a half hour. Normally takes me about 32 to 35 minutes to get to work. It took me almost an hour today. So just be advised and give yourself some extra time, and that's going to take place from, well, let me see, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. on 81, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on 380, and 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Casey Highway, and even Interstate 80 between Milfinville and Mainville and Escapec, again, 7:30 to 5:30 to perform road work. So there is going to be some traffic delays all around our area. So what would you expect here? This is a great tool. When I used to work in organized crime and narcotics back in the day and worked in HIDA, which is the high-intensity drug trafficking area for the entire Northeast, a lot of our sewage treatment facilities, a lot of our sewage plants test for drug levels. And it's how to get a grasp on, it's how officials could get a grasp on how bad their drug problem is. Well, cocaine levels are up 50% above the U.S. average in the rich and famous hotspot of Nantucket. Yep, sewage tests show that. There blows the neighborhood. I like that. A test on sewage in wealthy Nantucket Island has discovered cocaine levels 50% higher than the U.S. average, according to data published by local health officials. Levels of cocaine in wastewater tested around the wealthy Massachusetts enclave measured over 15,000 nanograms per liter compared to the national average of 1,000 nanograms, according to testing results in the town's website. The results based on testing carried out over 6 weeks between June 18th and July 28th, the height of tourist season, right? I think we can establish that. Also detected traces of fentanyl, methamphetamine, along with prescription opioids, including codeine, morphine, and oxycodone. Fentanyl and methamphetamine levels were lower than the national average for the Northeast, as per the results. Nantucket Island has long been known as a summer playground for the rich and famous. Among the wealthy residents are a whole plethora of people. Not that they're going to be responsible for the drugs, but I'm sure the Hamptons show something quite the same. Now, again, this is a very useful tool for law enforcement officials to kind of get a grasp on, A, what kind of drugs they're looking for, which gives you what kind of dealers you're looking for, what kind of clientele you're dealing with. It gives you a lot of good intelligence resource-wise to kind of target your enforcement for your area. And I know a lot of areas who do this. I'm wondering if we do this here in Scranton. I think it would be a great tool to figure out what the most prolific drug use here is, so you could target these facilities. And not just all our areas. Our sewage treatment facilities, do they test for that? They may. I just don't know, which is why I'm asking the question. And if they do, it should be public knowledge, because I think parents, I think the public could use this information. Hey, if fentanyl in our sewage system is the prevalent drug, I think we need warnings as parents, as community members, as just eyes and ears on the streets. And I think our law enforcement could use that intelligence to target their enforcement. If it's cocaine, if it's opioids, if it's prescription drugs, whatever it is, I think it's very useful. And a lot of places, a lot of people don't know that this is a tool that's used for intelligence purposes for law enforcement. There is a reason why sewage treatment plants test the amount of drugs, and there's a standard nationwide for it. Is it common practice here in the Northeast? Again, I don't know. It very well may be. And if anyone out there does have that information that it is, please let me know. If you work for a sewage treatment plant, is it something that you are monitoring? So you can say, okay, during the summer, we have this much of a problem with this type of drug. This is the prevalent drug. These are the types of drugs we're finding. And that information should truly be put out to a lot of people, to our public education teachers, our guidance counselors, our school resource officers, local law enforcement, again, so they can plan and strategize to what they're actually looking for. You know, if you're basing your enforcement around fentanyl, but it turns out another drug is what they're finding the majority of in our wastewater, well, they can retool their enforcement strategies. They can retool their narcotic operations. They can look on how that drug is transported into this area. Where is it being made? Where is it being sold by? Who's selling it? And it also gives them resources today. Okay, well, if we know X, Y, and Z are the primary cocaine dealers for our area, we may not have caught them. We know they're back out on the street, but cocaine is becoming more and more prevalent in our area. Let's maybe up surveillance on these individuals, because it's a good chance that based on past history, they're the ones that are involved. Or know someone who's around there in their ecosphere. So, again, a lot of people don't realize that this is a tool used. I know in when I was in HIDA, which is the high-intensity drug trafficking area, it's a federal multi-jurisdictional, multi-agency task force. This was one of the things that we tracked so we could see, okay, this type of drug is being transported to this type of area. Let's up the state patrol car stops in this area for minor violations and possibly come across drugs, which oftentimes that's exactly what they did. And you interdicted it before it even got to the area. And once you cut off the supply, if you see a decrease in that drug in the sewage systems, well, then you know you've been successful and you've curtailed some of it. Obviously, you're not going to curtail all of it. So some great work by there. I don't think that an increase of the drug cocaine in Nantucket is any surprise to anybody. But the other drugs that we're finding there, especially fentanyl, is a serious issue. And even the local addiction doctors in Nantucket. I think it's interesting that cocaine was so high. I was surprised fentanyl was so low, because fentanyl is in everything. I thought fentanyl would be higher, said Timothy Lepore, a founder of Addiction Solutions in Nantucket, he told that to the Boston Globe. Here's also where you could get your intelligence for if you're in the drug enforcement business, is higher dollar clientele can afford to buy purer cocaine from more reputable sources, where your low-end drug user that's getting it off the street in, let's say, New York City or Boston or Scranton or Wilkes-Barre or Baltimore, that's where they're cutting it with fentanyl because you're getting a lower quality, you know, mishmash of whatever they can get out there on the street, where, you know, your millionaire from Nantucket is going directly to a reputable, in quotes, for a drug dealer, source where they're getting the cocaine that they're paying for. One of the other things to look at that's good intelligence here. Again, let me tell you about Monk HVAC Heating and Air Conditioning. I had three criterias when I wanted to put a ductless heating and air system in my home. I wanted a local business, I wanted a family-run business, and I wanted a business that used top-of-the-line equipment. Not something that's going to break down on me in a year or two. Not something that I have to worry about. Is it, when I hit that remote control, is it going to work? Is my house going to maintain its temperature? Is it going to heat? Is it going to cool? So again, Monk HVAC hit all those criteria. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors, trained premier comfort specialist, 24/7 service, 365 days a year, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters, same-day service, family-run, Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren. They serve the community for decades, and their name is right on the business. It's not some corporation that's contracted out or a franchise. It's them. The Monk family is Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. So check them out at monkhvac.com. Look into the systems that they can do for you. And again, decades of trusted family-run service. They stand behind everything. I can't wait till this Mitsubishi electric heat pump system is installed in my house, which I believe is next week I'm getting it in, and I'm going to walk you through that as well. MonkHVAC.com. Tell them Rob sent you. It's 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back to close out the show. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Well, that's it for today, and I guess a texter is upset that I and said it was childish that I called the Scranton Expressway the lost and disoriented expressway. Well, we all can't be perfect, I guess, right? Yeah, if that's the worst thing I said. I think I were better off than a lot of people who call people Nazis and all the other things they say. So I guess we lost our sense of humor when it comes to, you know, their guy or girl. But no worries, right? Again, it's going to be cooler tonight. Make sure you bundle up. And looks like the rest of the week's going to be good. Did you see that Red Sea cables were cut, disrupting internet access through Asia and the Middle East? Yep, they don't know how it was cut. They were worried about the Houthi rebels, but they don't know if they had the capabilities to do it. It is a major something to think about. And we show how easily it is to be affected with these internet cables that are under the ocean. Well, that's it for us today. It's coming up on 6 o'clock, 69 degrees. And we'll be back with you tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow and we'll be here the rest of the week. Actually, we're here all this week. I got the Virginia Beach Air Show next weekend. I'll be here then, but I'll be down there next weekend. I won't be here Friday. Because my son Squadron is going to be in the air show. So, yep, going down to Virginia Beach to see our nation's finest fly through the skies. Blue Angels will be there as well. 6 o'clock here at WILK. See you tomorrow.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.